The great Vivaldi had his reasons for taking issue with the seasons. Venetian weather, it transpired, left a lot to be desired. Brutal wind and stormy showers held Vivaldi back for hours, while massive flooding at the piers wreaked havoc with the gondoliers. He couldn't even find a pal to help him cross the Grand Canal. Now, old Vivaldi spent the day teaching orphans how to play, but they could often be unreasonable if the weather was unseasonable. They drove the poor composer batty and threatened to go get Scarlatti. Therefore, to conciliate, he wrote for them his Opus 8. Spring is here, and all day long the birds rehearse their noisy song. Every sparrow, striped or spotty, fancies that he's Pavarotti. The flowering plants that now arise bring pollen counts to record highs, and gusty western breezes blow, which make the rivers overflow. Suddenly, we get some showers, soaking sheep and birds and flowers. But they all know the storm's a bluff. They're used to all that threatening stuff. This is the land of sun and song, where nothing ever lasts that long. The goatherd, stretched out on the ground, sleeps beside his faithful hound. Peacefully, the boy is napping. The dog, however, keeps on yapping. A deafening noise disturbs their doze as Angelo his bagpipe blows. The nymphs and shepherds dance all night, and when the party's at its height, they trade their feasting and carousing for greater things that spring's arousing.